Good morning. It is the Weekday Wake Up on the SVI Radio Network, Swift 98 and the Spur. Joining us today is Mr. David Ryersey. He is the CEO of South Lincoln Hospital District. Good morning, Mr. Ryersey. How are you today?
Oh, I am doing well. Thank you.
Appreciate your time. And we were just talking before going on the air here. It's been about 6 months since you took over the helm. How's it been so far with South Lincoln Hospital District?
It's been excellent. Thank you for asking. Yeah, 6 months has gone by in a blink of an eye, and I'm excited for the next 6 months and the continuation of our organization here.
Well, of course, a lot of things have happened over the last 6 months that have impacted you guys, and I'd like to just start right off with the vaccines. Of course, that's been politically a hot topic, and we won't get into the politics much of it, except for the fact that now medical staff and workers are required by federal mandate to take the vaccine. So I wanted to ask what that means for the staff and employees of South Lincoln Hospital District and the plans there to implement and what is the process?
Yeah, and that's been certainly something that we've been monitoring and trying to follow closely. As we heard last fall, the CMS mandate and the requirement for that mandate to have all of our healthcare professionals and workers vaccinated. And so, you know, for us, it's always been a difficult place to in a position to put our team members in a choice per se of potentially choosing their employment with us or not with us due to a potential requirement for a vaccine. So we are at the moment working towards being fully compliant with the vaccine mandate. That mandate gives us till February 14th, so just a few weeks out, to make sure that we have at least our team members here compliant with either the first round of vaccination and or potential exemptions in place for those team members. So that's been a tall task, and all healthcare providers in Wyoming and nationally are working to do these same initiatives and working to try to be in compliance with this mandate. But it has been a challenge, and certainly we respect that for our team members, and we really want obviously the best for everybody involved.
Mr. Ryersey, when it comes to employees that have decided that maybe they don't want the vaccine and now are put in this situation, what have you seen? Are staff members choosing to maybe leave South Lincoln Hospital District or take another career, choose another path, or are the majority deciding that they'll take the vaccine and keep their job?
Yeah, you know, it's always we're always monitoring that, where that stands. It's very difficult to know exactly what will happen. We have a pretty good indication of where most of our team members are at today, and what we know that there's a handful or more, and we certainly respect that we'll maybe not be here in a few weeks. We certainly hope that, you know, as we work through this as an organization, as employees, that we can retain everybody. But yeah, there's some potential likelihood that we might not have a few of our team members, and certainly in our situations in our rural areas, it's already difficult enough with staff, and being down would certainly be a concern for us if we do lose any more of our team members.
Speaking with David Ryersey, CEO of South Lincoln Hospital District, let's stay with the vaccines here, Mr. Ryersey, and talk about the effectiveness of them that you've seen. Of course, that's politics aside. We'll just talk about what you're seeing within the district, and recent conversations from the state level saying that now they're seeing in some hospitals that the majority of patients in the hospitals have received the vaccine, which is kind of contrary to what has been said in the past. But what are you seeing locally within South Lincoln Hospital District as far as the effectiveness of the vaccine? Is it still keeping people out of the hospital and still keeping those symptoms manageable at home? What are you seeing?
Yeah, you know, it's been mixed. I think with the Delta variant, it was pretty clear that those who had the vaccination and just the number of folks that we were seeing in hospitalized was a pretty stark difference. I would say with this latest variant, it's been definitely more mixed. And so we've had folks who have been fully vaccinated and still potentially ended up in our organization. And so it's still very much, I think, proven and effective to have the vaccination. I do believe it has reduced some of the severity of the illness that we're seeing, and certainly some of the length of stay for our patients as well. But it is a difficult, to know either or on some of those things. That we've definitely been for the vaccination as a whole, and do believe there's value certainly in those vaccinations helping to prevent most of the serious illnesses that we had seen prior.
Speaking of the variants, are you seeing some of these newer variants, Omicron, and I guess there was another one just announced this week. It seems like they keep coming. Are you seeing those types of variants trickle into the community, or is it too early to tell?
Yeah, we actually feel that we've seen most of our patients the last month here have likely been the Omicron variant. We're not sending those each sample in for testing to the state, but the latest numbers that I had saw, I believe 99% of what we're seeing in Wyoming is likely the Omicron variant. And so, we ended up testing about 414 people in the month of January, and about 112 of those testing positive. So we're seeing about a 25% positivity rate in our south portion of the county here. And so it's been on the rise, and we're certainly trying to monitor that. And we obviously encourage, continued hand hygiene, all the best practices that we've been preaching in the last 2 years.
Mr. Ryerson, let's switch gears here a little bit and talk about some new and exciting things happening within South Lincoln Hospital District. I understand just recently, in the last couple of days, the Breast Boutique has opened. And tell us what this is and what kind of value it brings to the community.
This is really a unique opportunity, and so we are excited to bring this to all of our county and surrounding areas, to be honest with you. This is an opportunity for those who have experienced breast cancer or any kind of ailment in that regard to have an opportunity to have even specially designed clothing and really kind of help with some of the healing around that and just moving forward around that. So we've just launched that, and so we're excited to get that into our community and certainly encourage anybody who may need some of those services to reach out to our group here, and we'd be happy to connect you with some of those opportunities.
And is that located in the hospital building, the Breast Boutique?
It is, yeah. Yep, so if people just called our main number, they would be able to connect with our operator, and we would get them to the right location.
Again, we're speaking this morning with South Lincoln Hospital District CEO David Ryerson today. Looking ahead into the upcoming summer months, assuming, in this time of year, we always hope that summer comes eventually. But when it does, what are you guys looking at as far as some of your events that have become traditional, specifically like the health fairs and different things that you guys do? Any decisions made on those, or still too early, still kind of waiting to fill things out?
Yeah, we've been meeting on those, and certainly trying to balance that with the needs of our community and with some of the recent and ongoing challenges we've had with some of the national supply chain issues. And so, as of today, our normal health fair is typically held in kind of that early spring, the April, May. And with the current challenges of our supply issues, specifically around lab, and making sure we would have adequate supplies for a health fair, for example, we're going to probably at this point just be pausing that and having it to be determined as far as what we'll be doing. But as far as the spring May potential health fair, we will not be holding that as of today, and hopeful to get some real options in place for our community, as we know it's a value and it's a service that we'd like to continue to provide. But more information will be coming out as we're able to secure what we need and figure out a pathway that would be best for our community.
Mr. Ryerson, thank you so much for your time. While we have you on the air, anything else you'd like to mention while we got you this morning?
Well, I'd just like to always show appreciation to our teams here. COVID has been impactful for all of us and in all of our communities, and certainly in healthcare, we deal with it on a daily basis. And so it's just an opportunity for me to thank our teams here at South Lincoln Hospital District. They work tirelessly to provide the care that we all hope and need and expect. And sometimes it's not always as in the spotlight. And so just wanted to give a big thank you to the teams that we have here. And then just to those out in the community you know, if you have symptoms around COVID, we certainly have our COVID symptom test line, and that can be reached really Monday through Friday and Monday through even Saturday during our clinic hours of 8 to 8 p.m. And that number that they can reach that is 307-800-8719. Again, that's for anybody who might be experiencing COVID symptom tests, and we'd be happy to help where we can.
David Ryerson, CEO of South Lincoln Hospital District. David, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it.
Oh, I appreciate the opportunity.